New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport. When airports smell great.
Ta-da-da.
This is the world-famous K-Rock.
Just after 10 o'clock on a Monday, good morning. Welcome to K-Rock. If you're waiting to win something, come to the right place at the exact wrong time. But we do have chances all week long for you to go see Evanescence in Montreal. It's part of K-Rock's Road Trip USA. Destination 4 was just announced. Earlier this morning, we got to give that trip away to go see Sublime in Virginia Beach. Went to a nice listener, Huntington Beach, won that trip. So you could be next, and you'll have a chance again at noon today, then at 3 and at 6, and we'll do that all week long. If you are a dad-to-be, or just have a dad in your lives you'd like to celebrate for Father's Day, we've got giant TVs and giant meat we'll be giving away as all part of our Father of All giveaways happening all week as well.
Another prize is TBD.
That's the other prize, TBJD, which we can't talk about on the air, but apparently
TBJ.
It's happening, and it will be the greatest giveaway we've ever done on K-Rock.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Cool. Can't wait for that.
It's definitely 5,000 times better than what we did for Mother's Day.
Oh.
Which was nothing.
No competition there. So anyway, this hour, lots to get into.
You know what else we should do this week is the Father's Day joke remix.
Yeah, that's right. Those cards. You think the...
Oh, my God. The dad joke ones
are
the worst.
Dad joke cards are maybe the worst of the worst. So we'll get into that later this week as well.
If your dad doesn't golf, there are no card options.
No.
Or grill.
Grill, fish...
Fishing,
tools.
Grilling, golfing,
As a guy who grew up with a father that had zero hobbies, I just ended up going to the blank card section. I think I just ended up getting him thank you cards, like generic thank you cards, and just wrote thank you, and then I just wrote in there for being my dad.
Feliz cumpleaños.
That's what I could get him. I mean, at least there was something on there. All those ones with hobbies were just not him.
It's so true.
We'll get into that later this week, this hour on the show. Ali was at the aquarium this weekend, and I think that we've made some change for the good, but she will confirm whether or not...
Well, the aquarium that I went to, the Long Beach Aquarium, it's a great place, especially to kill time on a Saturday. I happened to go when the AC was just breaking down, which is terrible.
No. Hot
but
weekend, too.
When you went, I believe you had a bad experience in the lorikeet habitat.
The bird.
I also had a bad experience in the lorikeet habitat. I think they changed the rules based on you.
They put a new warning sign up there because I accidentally stepped on a bird.
Even a new sign. It's part of their little spiel before they let you in.
Hey, look, we made change for the better. And I think that we've probably saved a lot of birds' lives in the process. So we'll get to that coming up this hour. And the Bud Light Bros released a new video. This time they've gone over what they believe are the best cereals, the power cereal ranking, because they didn't like our statement on the radio last week that Lucky Charms is the goat cereal. So they felt the need to clap back with a list of their own. Omar spent a lot of time this weekend going through the audio.
Was it a proper clap back?
It's not really a clap back. They're just kind of like, voicing their opinions.
And are they intoxicated during this list?
Oh, what do you think?
Yeah, so we'll get to that coming up later this hour. It's all happening on K-Rock. Good morning. Hey, Rock, we are Klein Alley Show.
What's the matter? What's the matter? What's the matter?
We have a long history of relationships with birds on the show.
None of them positive.
No, they've all been bad. In fact, we got a hate email. We talked about that bird that went missing in Long Beach, and the guy that I guess his bird went missing has sent me a very, very angry email to us about the way that we covered that story, Alley.
I've got it.
And here it is right here. And then Allie will talk about how she thinks that she may have... we've done some good. I just want to point this out for all the people that think we don't like birds. We've done some good for birds over the years.
Well, like what?
Well, the thing that happened at the Long Beach Aquarium. That was our doing.
Well, the fact that you crushed a bird.
I didn't crush the bird. They said the bird was always limping. It was always on the ground
limping. But didn't you step on it?
I thought I did. And they said the bird was always limping. I didn't give it the limp, but then they would change their little they would change the sign because they always say, look up, the birds are coming, look up. And I said, how about a little something that says look down too? And they added that to the sign, look up and down.
And they said head on a swivel.
Head on a swivel. That's what they say now because of what happened. This guy wrote us a message for Harley the parrot. He writes, oh, it was just to me, Klein. This is the emotional problem owner of Harley.
This is the parakeet who was stolen.
Yes.
Was it a parakeet or a parrot?
Oh, this, yes, sorry. This was a parrot.
I'm glad my pain and suffering brought you a few laughs. However, this shows a lot about you. A person who only cares about themselves. You're probably a single man who spends a lot of time alone, and I feel bad for you. You meant to send this to Jake. I can't wait for the day you lose something of value to yourself, respectively, Randy. Now, I did write...
Respectively? What a weird way to sign that.
I did write back and said... I do remember talking about the story last week. I believe we talked about the bird went missing, and there was a lot of conversation on the show about the type of people that keep birds in a cage.
Keep birds for a long time,
right? And bird people didn't like that
at all. And
they got really mad that we put them in a weird category. We also mentioned many times if you could help track this guy's bird down, it would be a big deal because this bird is apparently a bit of a local celebrity.
Yeah, there were people that texted in and said they know this bird. So they know this neighborhood and this bird's famous.
We tried to get the word out about Hardly the Parrot, but obviously he didn't hear that part of the show. He just heard the part where someone, and I don't believe it was me, but I think it was you, but whatever, called him who called him the emotional problem? I don't think that's the words I would use.
Well, he wrote to you. He didn't write to me.
Well, go over the audio.
Well, I'm going to crumble up his email. Okay.
I'm going to file this.
I didn't get a message from him.
I'm going to go throw this on the beach so a pigeon can eat it.
No, I had my own run-in with a bird. So we went to the Long Beach Aquarium, and when we got there and started going through the exhibits, I started going, God, it is hot in here, and it must be me because I'm pregnant and I'm overheating or whatever. Then I start noticing that everyone else is trying to fan themselves with their little, you know, pamphlet that they got when they walked in, and everyone was hot as hell. I finally asked somebody, I said, what's going on? And they said, sorry, our AC is broken. Could be broken for the whole summer.
What?
And I was like, yikes.
What are they going to do in the penguin exhibit?
Well, and talk about the worst place to be where the AC is broken. You're in tiny tunnels and hallways
with a lot of people.
And it gets musty in there quick. So everybody was going to the outside area just to get a little more air from a little space from each other and to go to all the touch tanks because that's how everyone was deciding to keep cool.
Didn't you get in trouble one time at the touch tanks because you used too many fingers
I stressed out some of the stingrays.
Yeah, Allie tried to fist a stingray or something.
I didn't try to fist it.
I
did the two-finger touch and it lifted its little flap and I accidentally touched its belly and then it shot around and I guess they got stressed and they all started swimming really fast and then they made all the kids
stop. Yeah, they shut down the tank. Because this lesbian doesn't have good finger etiquette.
Two fingers.
Everybody had their hands in all of those touch tanks just because they liked the cold water. Okay, that was everybody's method for staying cool. But the other thing everyone was doing was going over to the little aviary because it was shaded and because that was probably the coolest place in the entire aquarium. So if you've ever been there, you go over to this little hut on the side and you can spend $5 on a tiny little cup of like bird food. They call it nectar. It's like this little liquid. And once you spend $5 on that tiny little cup, you go in, it's an enclosed area, and there's like 80 different, well, it's all the same bird.
They all flock to you.
Yeah, there's a bunch of lorikeets in there, and they're all supposed to perch on your little fingers and eat the out of the cup and everything. It's supposed to be this nice moment for you and your kids. Now, when we got there, it was late in the day, and the woman was already pulling the cooler down,
as if you're
tilting it. They were running low. There were about four or five people ahead of me, and I'm counting the little cups that she's making, because if you're not going in there with any lorikeet nectar, then you might as well just breeze by. None of the birds are interested in you if you don't have any food.
But I'm also surprised that you as El Cheapo would pay for what, you would consider to be an upcharge, which is, I would think your tactic would be just stand near someone else that paid for the nectar.
Well, once I got in there, somebody set their half cup down, and I decided to take their half
great
cup.
And they probably went right back for it. Wait, what? That's the woman who shut down the stingrays last year. She stole my nectar.
She's back! So the person at the front of the line asks for one. I see that there's three left after that. Then the guy in front of me, she goes, how many do you want? He says, I want two. Oh. I was like, dude, this douche gets two?
Buying two nectars.
When he knows that there's a limited supply here, guy gets two nectars?
He probably had two kids, wanted them both to get some nectar.
There's only one kid, Klein.
So you think he wanted his own nectar?
He wanted his own nectar. So then it's not my turn in line. I said, I will take one. And she goes, here you go. All right, everybody, that's all the nectar we have. We are closed for the day. So if you want to go through, you have to go in without any nectar. And I thought, whoa, I am winning here.
With the last cup of nectar.
I got the last cup of nectar, and it's extra nectary because it's the bottom of the barrel.
Everyone knows.
Everyone knows.
Bottom of the Kool-Aid's the best.
But you know, if you've also been there, you know that they have a little sign showing you if the lorikeets are hungry or less hungry. And there was a big less hungry sign on there.
Yeah, because they've been getting fed all day. If you got the tail end of the nectar, they've been drinking freebase and nectar for the last 9 hours.
Yeah, but the woman said, you know, at the end of the day, the last cups are the ones that go real fast because they know that that's going to be their last eaten.
Oh, for the day.
Yeah, so there's like one last burst of them being real excited. So I go in there, I meet Katie and my kid, and I'm like, guys, I got the last nectar cup, okay? I am the winner here. Let's, you know, proceed to get all the birds on our side. So we go
this
over.
This is just a mean text for no reason. Klein puts the neck in nectar.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
unnecessary. Thank Thick you, nectar. Sir, for adding to the story.
No nectar.
Thank you. 310.
So I go over to one area where there's a bunch of them, and I put my little hand up because you're supposed to hold the cup of nectar up to them, and that's when they jump on you.
Right.
It proceeds to grab the nectar out of my hand, tip it upside down, and then crap on me and fly away. And now I have no nectar. And the last cup of nectar that I bought for $5.
Wait, these birds are so little. You're saying the little tiny bird.
It took it with its little foot.
Was able to overpower you, a grown-ass woman?
It took it out of my hand.
Yeah, they're animals. Of course that's what they're doing. It's their food.
Dude, it was supposed to just dip its beak in there. It took it with its little foot, and it turned it upside down and then crapped in my face and flew away.
So it spilled the nectar on you and crapped on you?
Yes.
At the same time?
And it, like, projectile crapped.
That's unbelievable.
Like, from the little stick that it was sitting on, it crapped at an angle onto my shirt and then flew away.
That's so funny. Your wife must have thought it was
And then all
thing
the
ever.
Nectar was just on the ground, and all the lorikeets started eating it and everything,
right,
and everyone
floor
else
nectar.
Walked it. Yes, exactly. They want the floor nectar. They don't want to take it out of the dumb people's hands.
Right.
So now I'm just sitting there like an idiot in the lorikeet forest.
Well,
so that's why I took the little half cup of nectar.
So you stole someone else's nectar too?
Well, because they were done. They had gotten what they needed. They got their little Instagram picture and they moved on.
Here's what we've learned about this place, though, because now we've had they're probably going to add to their sign now. please, I know you listen. I know someone from there listens to the show. Add to the sign that already says keep your head on a swivel. I know we've already made you change the sign once. Add and also sometimes the birds are stronger than lesbians and grip your cup tightly.
Dude, I didn't know they grab the nectar with their feet.
Yeah, they'll get it. Late in the day, that's like happy hour for them. They got to get like they said,
dude,
they got to get going.
Drunk on all the nectar they've been having over the last 3 hours. They're belligerent.
Big loss for Allie. Big win for comedy. Can we get surveillance footage of that? People asking?
God, I don't know. I would imagine that it's under surveillance, right?
They have to have it. We got to take a quick break. We're back in a moment. Omar will break down the Bud Light Bros' latest viral video, ranking the top cereals in the world. If you think that you are a Team Captain Crunch or a Team Cinnamon Toast Crunch or, in our case, Team Lucky Charms, you will want to hear what the Bud Light Bros have to say after this. Hey, Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. Cereal, I believe, is one of the greatest inventions in the history of our world. It's wasted on the children, so I feel like not enough adults are eating cereal. I'm all about normalizing cereal consumption by adults. I also think cereal is a great dessert. I don't know why it has been just put there in the old breakfast category, which was part of the inspiration for BF Thursday, is that you can eat breakfast anytime. And big bowl of cereal, great way to wrap up a meal, I think. Should be offered in more restaurants.
Yeah, it should bookend the day.
I agree.
Start the day and finish the day with some cereal.
But, you know, we talked about how Allie got the joy of feeding her kid Lucky Charms for the first time and it tore the house apart. And there is something about that cereal. It's magically delicious. But also, that's the magic in it, that it will tear your family apart. There's the ta-da.
I do have a half full Lucky Charm box that has no marshmallows in it.
Yeah.
And that'll just sit and get stale in my cabinet for a while.
But this conversation on the air, of course, inspired the Bud Light Bros. And at the very least, if we can't put on a great radio show every day, we hope to inspire other people to take some of the dumb things we say and run with it. And the Bud Light Bros, I guess, released another one of their YouTube videos. They've broken down the best chain restaurant bars.
They've done like the top five grilling foods.
Rom-coms.
Yeah, top five wrestlers of all time.
They did rom-coms?
Yeah.
Did they really?
They did one on rom-coms.
A pretty woman. Allie's a pretty woman.
They've even done like
top five off-brand sodas.
Oh, yeah, off-brand sodas.
So there's like a bunch of stuff they do. They're pretty consistent. They release a video probably, I'm going to say, on average, every week and a half.
Right, and I know that you know they're not necessarily at Mr. Beast levels just yet, but they're heading in that general direction, and it all started right here. It's funny because they host a lot of these videos shirtless in their kitchen.
All of them.
All you can see is there's Klein Alley Show tattoos that they probably regretfully put on their necks and torsos. But regardless, neck and where did he put his other? Oh, it's on his chest.
Neck and chest. Yeah.
So it's time now. Omar went through this. How long was this one? Because I know you watched all of it.
So this one was about close to around 27 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Almost 30 minutes. Yeah. So it was a lot of stuff to go through. And what they also do is that they put down about maybe, I'm going to say, 10 to 15 beers while they're recording
this.
Whoa,
really? Yeah. You counted?
I didn't count, but I mean that's the vibe. I mean they're constantly just popping cans. It's crazy.
Yeah, they don't sip a beer. Like whenever for them to sip a beer is to finish a beer. So they like normal people would sip, conversation continues. They just finish it and then they open another one.
Yeah,
it's remarkable.
Crazy. So you think in one video in 27 minutes between the two of them they're drinking 10 beers?
Oh, no.
No, each.
Oh, each.
What?
Yeah, totally.
They finish off with those cubes. I think that's how they know the episode's over, when they finished off their cubes.
And one of the strangest, I mean, we got to ask them, one of the strangest things that I always am bewildered by is that one of them is a can guy and then one of them is a bottle guy.
What?
It's really bizarre, yeah.
I imagine they probably got a lot of fist fights over who drank whose beer.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe that's how they keep that.
And rather than one of them change brands because they're so brand loyal, they're like, okay, you go bottle.
Well, one was going to win in a fight, that's for sure.
And the recycling is kind of mixed, you know. If you have all bottles, too heavy, cans.
But yeah, so last week we were talking about Lucky Charms, and they took umbrage to you guys saying that Lucky Charms was the best.
Me too.
So they decided to lock down, you know, go through their top 10, and Lucky Charms didn't even make their list, and you know, so that was pretty insane.
The list is flawed. If they're coming up with 10 cereals and Lucky Charms isn't on the list, your list is, Bud Light Bros, flawed.
Yeah,
don't give me
it
is what it is. But
I'm not going to run down the entire list, but I'm going to play some highlights from their video. And before they started their countdown, they wanted to let everybody know that they're kind of like let down with the new recipes because, you know, back in the day, Red Dye number 40 and, you know, corn fructose was all the rage, and they don't like the way the new flavors of the cereals are.
Hey, y'all sissified everything.
Mm, that's what made food good back in the day.
Exactly.
And it'd be like, oh, it caused cancer. Guess newsflash. Everything causes cancer.
Yeah.
Everything causes disease.
And back in the day, that's what made children strong.
Mm-hmm.
That's what made children resistant.
That's why we so big.
That we're so freaking jacked.
Yeah.
We're fat food.
I was like, jacked is an interesting term.
So they're pretty self-aware, pretty funny. I mean, I do find their videos very entertaining.
This is early in the video before they're even that drunk, right?
Yeah, this is probably minute three or something like that. Yeah, this is like minute three. And another clip before they get into a little countdown, they're kind of just, you know, being a little bit nostalgic about when they used to eat cereal as a kid.
All we did was read the box. So they had little like games and stuff, and you know, like a little the little thing where you grab a pen and you like find a pathway out of the
maze.
The maze. Words, guys. Words. I don't know. But
you find a little pen.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
You couldn't come up with the word maze.
Little pathway. Confuse the hallways. You go to nowhere.
As the video goes on, they, you know, go through their list. Number 10 was Corn Pops, 9 Cocoa Krispies, and number 8 was Crave. At number 7, they have Oreo-O's, and throughout the entire list, they have problems with each kind of cereal.
But they're nominating?
Exactly, right. But it's not...
this is their list. What do you mean they got problems with it?
Well, they have problems like this.
Like, it was super crunchy, and like I didn't like them because they would hurt the roof of my mouth, and like at the end of it, I'd be like, "God damn, my gums are bleeding." And that I was saying, he got a soft mouth, he got soft gums.
Got a soft mouth.
Everyone knows.
How are these guys?
Got a soft mouth.
How are the Bud Light Bros not household names at this point?
I don't know, man. It's insane.
So, there are. Listen, I agree with their point. Cereal seems unnecessarily rough on the roof of the mouth.
Well, that's why you have to mix it with the milk and let it sit for a minute.
But Crunch Berries, I think, are made with glass. I think shards of glass are the secret ingredients in Crunch Berries.
Those are so good. But, it's so worth it.
But they really will rip up your mouth.
Dude, Apple Jacks, king of that.
Oh, they were the sharpest.
Yeah, for sure. At number six, they ranked Reese's Puffs, which is a great cereal. But here's their issue with Reese's Puffs.
The only thing I didn't like was a stupid jingle and the commercial, because they had, like, what this one was doing, some little bootleg-ass little Bow Wow wannabe rapping, like, this little jingle and stuff. I'm like, I don't need you to rap this. To try to
you didn't like the jingle?
No.
Reese's Puff.
I'm looking for another R word, but of course you can't use it nowadays. Everything been sissified. But yeah, I was just like, man, this kid's ridiculous.
So that was their issue with Reese's Puff.
Nothing wrong with the cereal.
They
didn't like the commercial.
Right. Exactly.
It's interesting that they included all things in their ranking, the power ranking of the top cereals. And so far, I have to say,
these are all very off-brand.
Single one of these is like, they haven't gone, obviously, they're saving probably the big ones for the top five of their list, but it seems like in that bottom five, not that any of those are bad. Crave made their top 10. That's crazy.
I don't even know what is 10, Crave. Yeah. I think
it's full of, like, there's a chocolate in the middle or something.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
There's something, number five. I've never had it, but I've seen it.
And Corn Pops?
Yeah,
that
Corn Pops.
Was on their list?
Yeah.
That was a crappy one.
Yeah. At number five, they came in with Trix.
I like Trix.
I love Trix, yeah. But here's their issue with Trix.
The only thing I hated about Trix was the commercials. Where, you know, the little silly rabbit. I don't even know if he had a name or anything.
Trix off a key.
Yeah, I'd watch the commercials and I'm eating my Trix and I'd be like, hey, Rabbit, come on, man. I'll give you a little fix. You know, it's like, I grew up with alcoholic uncles. And they would tell me on Sunday mornings, like, hey, nephew, go to the fridge and give me a beer. I'm like, I need my little fix, you know. So I could relate to...
Here, a little cereal fiend.
Yeah, I could relate to the rabbits. It's just like...
I can relate to the rabbit. So the one thing you're upset about is the thing you can relate to?
Well, the rabbit got an addiction and no one wants to help him with his addiction. And these guys are sitting there burping while they're trying to... it's just disgusting.
So they're just mad that no one will help out the rabbit and share the cereal.
Omar, was that... Because I haven't seen this yet. Is that both of them burping? Or are they taking turns?
That's both of them, dude. Oh, yeah. And like I said, man, it is nonstop. They finish one, they crack open another one. It's crazy to see.
Wow.
Yeah, for sure. At number two, they rated Cinnamon Toast Crunch as their number two, and this is one of the Bud Light Bros describing Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
It was just cinnamon, sugar, those little whatever squares, guys. Oh my god, you don't know shapes? I don't know shapes. I don't know sizes. What's going on? My cones and rods are all messed up.
Oh my god!
Man, what did he say? My what's messed up?
I'm not sure exactly what he said. He was drunk.
I don't know what's going on. Okay.
Crones
and rye are all messed up.
I
don't know what he's saying, but so it's funny that cinnamon toast in the word is really for toast. Those were supposed to be the toast pieces.
Yeah. Yes.
He couldn't come up with that.
So this
There's
is their issue.
Squares, Klein.
Yeah, this is their issue with Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
And then they got rid of the little fat chef, and then they just got the little carnivore.
They created little monsters of the Cinnamon Toast Crunch and created cannibalism.
Yeah.
What the hell is going on?
That's a carnivore. Goddamn words.
What?
Yeah, cannibals. Oh,
they got their little get cannibal squares, and I eat each other. Oh, it's so good. You'll eat each other. It's like, we promoting cannibalism?
Exactly. What kind of
mess
are you sending children?
What's going on?
This guy's so drunk.
What is happening?
At the beginning, you could kind of follow them a little bit. By the time they're now at their number two cereal, they're so drunk at this point that they're talking all over each other.
They should just start at number one and see how far they can get.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, they should not do the backwards counting for them.
No,
for sure.
Too much
stuff.
So that was the last clip. And number one ranking, they ranked Fruity Pebbles as number one.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah.
Fruity Pebbles are great.
Well, there you
have it. Those ones get mushy real fast.
Bud Light Bros.
Yeah,
breaking down. Always good. We'll put links up. They also did give us a nice shout-out at the top of that video and said we inspired it. So, anyway, good work. Always happy to inspire others. Listen to this ridiculousness. It is Klein Alley Show on K-Rock. We'll do your strokes now. Get into some takeaways. 800-520-1067. See if your takeaways make the cut next on K-Rock. K-Rock Klein Alley Show comes to an end for now. Slugger will be in moments. Want to hop on that list? Go see that band right there, Evanescence. This time you'll be seeing them in Montreal. It's part of K-Rock's Road Trip USA. Don't get caught up in the details. And don't remind me that Montreal's not in the USA, as a lot of people have done on the text line. It's close enough. So we will get you there, and you'll see Evanescence, including a show happening in July at the Forum. All you got to do is claim your trip, claim your tickets. Again at noon, then 3, then 6. And we'll give that thing away a week from today right here on K-Rock. All right, takeaways. What do we got?
818, my takeaway is America, land of the big beef.
Yeah, it's all about that big beef.
Big beef.
Yeah, that's right. Big beef.
Get that
big
lady beef. Some big beef.
Big beef.
Right. Yeah, hey.
That's right. That's why we're all here. Just waiting, killing time till we get more big beef.
650, my takeaway is buying NA beer. It would be your biggest regret. 909, people are coming to the... I already read that one. A hooker in Hollywood is either a man or a cop undercover.
We did learn that during a round of Dad Vice. If you want another chance to win yourself or your father a 75-inch TCL TV soundbar and money to spend on all the meat or beer you could possibly handle, please listen again tomorrow as it's the father of all giveaways continues with day number 2 of more TVs to give.
208, my takeaway is if you want to be the coolest kid on the playground, grab a rattlesnake and turn it into a belt. 909, birds are stronger than lesbians.
Mm-hmm.
And 714, my takeaway is Klein is 53 out of 100 in love, just like all marriages.
That's right. You get a 53. I'll tell you another difference between staying married or divorced. You drop to below 49, it's time to call Splitsville. 53, hovering just above, let's keep this thing going another year.
Yeah, and that Klein has autism.
I've got autism. Which is awesome. Oh, no, that's right. ADHD is what I was diagnosed as having today by a listener.
We can't remember.
What's your takeaway from today's show, Postmaster Johnny?
You can't fist a stingray.
Can't fist a stingray. Allie tried. Shut down the
try.
Whole tank. Allie should not be allowed back without aquarium
I
ever again.
Not.
Vanessa, takeaway?
Everything costs cancer.
That's right. Thank you, Vanessa / Bud Light Bros, for that tip today on the show. What is your takeaway, Jake the Nerd?
He got the garbage on his head.
Guy's got garbage on his head.
He got the garbage on his head. It's the
greatest video ever. Allie, takeaway?
My takeaway is walking your dog means you're volunteering.
Yeah, if you walk your dog, that counts as volunteering to your own family. Omar, takeaway?
My takeaway is that you never turn down a BJ, no matter who it's from.
That's good advice. We got to take ourselves a quick break. We're back tomorrow. In the meantime, enjoy this.
Klein and Alley, it's just okay. Doo-doo-doo. Klein and Alley, it's just okay.
Oh.
Klein and Alley, it's just okay. Just okay. Doo-doo-doo.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.